Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The DH, Sam Ewing. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Gossage. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Steve Bry. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garr. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Garr steals second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun throws the ball into Cubbage who relays the ball to Randall who tags Spencer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Garr scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Horta steals second. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing takes first base on ball four. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Braun moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun scores. Smalley moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brohmer moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer is called out on strikes. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ewing for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smalley moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Garr. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bostock is attempting to get to home. There's the throw to Gossage and Bostock is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock. Stein reaches second base with a double. Bostock throws the ball into Cubbage, who tags Stein trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gar, who is chasing the ball. Cubbage reaches third base with a triple. Weiniger scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terrell moves to third. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to home to get Terrell. Bry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bry moves to third. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bry scores. Randall moves to second. It's 6-1, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Randall moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bostock hits a line drive into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Gar moves to second. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ewing hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cubbage is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Terrell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Hile now playing left field. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a fly ball towards center. Gar settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gar. Bry moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into right field. Kelly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kelly. Bry scores. Randall moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Twins. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Randall tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-1, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Rod Carew. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Cusick now playing first base. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Chet Lemon pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Jim Spencer. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gar moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell pinch hits for Sam Ewing. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chet Lemon now playing center field. Ralph Garr now playing left field. Lamar Johnson now playing first base. Wayne Nordhagen now playing right fly. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister misplays the ball. That's an error on Bannister. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Bostock moves to second. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cubbage is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bostock scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Twins. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Monroe now pitching. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randall moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randall scores. Heil moves to third. It's 10-1, Twins. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Heil scores. Two outs. It's 11-1, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.